Chapter 1. The First of the Worst. Like a lot of stories, this one begins with a young man making a few big mistakes. Many years ago, a fresh-faced salesman, let's call him BP, got a job as an account executive for Cisco Systems. The kid had training, several incredible mentors, and enough direct experience to win the trust of Cisco's hiring team. He'd shown a knack for relationship building in a previous stint at Procter & Gamble's surgical products division, where he looked over the shoulders of medical big shots and watched them save lives with the products he sold. His boss, Brad Walker, a former college football player, trained BP to memorize every word of the product demonstration, rehearsing for hours to make sure BP was prepared for anything and everything. With Walker's help, BP developed a skill set that turned him into a rising star, and BP even had a company car. Well, after P&G sold and dissolved the surgical products division, BP couldn't find the same thrill in selling toothpaste for the company's main branch. So he moved on to a few other belt sales gigs, by which time he was ready for his next step at Cisco. Or so he thought. What BP didn't know was that he was about to experience something neither he nor his mentors had prepared him for. Because on that day, and for the next 3 years, young BP would become the worst salesperson in the world. So, in March of 2005, BP had his first day at Cisco Systems under his new boss, Ellen Lale. And right away, BP knew that he and Ellen had made a mistake. To be fair, during his interview process, BP had repeatedly cautioned Ellen against hiring him. "I have a healthcare background," he pointed out, "not information technology." "We have hired many a retread," Ellen countered. "It's time to hire someone who has executive-level sales experience and no perceived expectations." Yeah, it wasn't just BP's expectations that were non-existent. He also knew nothing about Cisco Systems or the products they made, much less how to sell them. He spent his early days at the company scratching his head, trying to figure out the difference between a network packet and a router port, the foundations of the internet itself. There were more than 18,000 salespeople at Cisco at the time, and if you ranked them all in order, BP would have been number 18,000, certifiably the worst. All right, so maybe you're thinking, hey, it's not such a bad thing to learn on the job. BP did, after all, have plenty of help with the technical side of things. As an enterprise sales executive, he had product specialists and a brilliant engineering team to help him understand the tech. This support included 5 Cisco-certified internet engineers, otherwise known as a CCIE, which is a role equivalent to a PhD in network engineering. These guys were industry top guns with their own private lab and, perhaps even more impressive, their own leather bomber jackets with custom-made patches. Led by the formidable Jared Carter, the CCIE team rolled in like a squad of geeky Hells Angels to bail BP out of his own technological ignorance. With 20 people on his team to put together a legendary sales effort, BP was set up for success.